Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us for another week. We've got Ava's here.
I'm here.
Don's here.
I'm here.
I'm here. I'm Eric. We are the Valley Outdoors. We've got a lot of fun coming up, guys. We are going to be talking a little bit about crappies. We're going to talk a little bit about Michigan hunters and how they rated their 2023 deer hunting season. And the DNR is going to be changing in Michigan how they count wolves. I think always a controversial topic. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you guys.
It's always good to be seen.
Then viewed.
Yes, that's true.
Ava, what's up?
Not a whole lot, man. Enjoying the warm weather.
You got the Peanuts characters on the sweatshirt
today. Yeah,
Charles
Schultz, man. Got to represent Minnesota.
It's so outdoorsy.
It's so outdoorsy. Do you know who really likes this sweatshirt?
Your girls.
Bobby. Yeah, she follows me around. Okay, and get this. And I know it's the sweater because she doesn't look me in the eye. She's looking at my sweater as I'm walking around the house. And then when you pick her up, she points and puppy, birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good sweatshirt.
I picked it out.
Yeah, I noticed it.
It's a fun one.
Exactly, exactly. Well, speaking of fun one, Don, I think the topic of conversation amongst pretty much all of my outdoor friends, fishing friends, skiing friends, all my peeps that have been out in the outdoors, we're all kind of blown away and not exactly sure what the next thing coming is going to be. We've got weather that is nothing like I've ever experienced.
In this time of year.
Yeah. Ever.
I've seen it in June before.
Not quite this many ups and downs into extremes, though.
No, I mean, recently we had quite an extreme here in Minnesota anyway, where you went from about a 40-degree switch from one day to the next, if not more than that.
Yeah, I think it was actually
more than that. And it's going back
the
other way another day later, so I'm okay with that. By the time we're done with this program, it's going to be really nice out.
True.
Yes.
Well, depending on what you're doing.
Well, it's still going to be nice out.
Relatively.
Temperature-wise, yes.
Yeah. If you're going skiing, it's not going to be so good.
Oh, that's done with, isn't it?
No. Unfortunately, this is a shout-out to some of my cohorts that are going for their next level of instruction out of Afton Alps. There's a big professional ski instructor test going on, and I've helped them prepare for the test. But I can honestly say I've never skied in 60 some odd degree weather in my life.
Oh, really?
And when you're being tested on different skiing maneuvers and it's that thick and basically difficult to ski in, you're challenging yourself but also challenging what actually the examiner can see in what you're doing. So shout out to those guys. I know it's going to be difficult for them to go through that and on the slopes this weekend, but best of luck to you guys. Best of luck to ice fishermen. I'm telling you, this is a very dangerous time, so you guys watch it. Tough to say whether.
Well, the words pretty much get your house off the
well,
ice.
Well, that's a given. Obviously, yeah. The end of this month is the end. You have to have your houses off, but those that are going to go, quote-unquote, is this the second early early ice fishing out or third? I don't remember. How many times has the ice gone out this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, Depends upon where.
Three or four times.
I mean, in our part of the Midwest.
I mean, Lake Pepin's just about all open already.
But the core part of the Midwest, I mean, literally, it's 1 minute yes, 1 minute no, or marginally, so you can't do either. But I will say this, the river right now is officially on fire.
Yeah.
They are catching them. And what I will say is this, they're not in their normal spots. They are, there's some deeper spots. Take your time to go not just up at the dam, and you're going to be very surprised that those fish are there. And the very surprising, Don, is this, the plastics aren't cutting it. I've fished plastics in this river for years, and when you go head-to-head against a minnow right now, you might as well pack it in. Minnows are the ticket.
I've heard there's been a lot caught on plastic, though.
There have been?
Yes.
But right now, it's just
I'm just going to encourage people to put a few of them back.
Oh, of course.
I'm seeing a lot of limits coming out of there. It's, wow.
But again, your limit is limited, which is nice, and you only get 1 over 20. Which is good,
yeah.
And you can only get 4, so that's not such a bad thing either. But I don't know. I'm a little baffled, but
well, it's doing well. It's one of the attractions to our area anyway, because we've got open water early, and everybody's fine tuning, getting ready for the season.
Yeah, what's your favorite kind of fishing? What methodology? What do you like to do best?
Bottom bounce.
Really?
That and jig.
Hands down, my thing is jig.
Yeah.
I perfect it. I think I've done pretty well at it. I've won a lot of money doing it. And more importantly, when you fish with 3 or 4 other guys and they're getting mad at you because you got number 9 on and they've got 1 or 2.
Right.
And the funny part about it, and it always comes up, how in the world, what are you doing differently? And so often when I'm watching other guys, they're lifting it too far off the bottom. They're not constantly checking where they are in the bottom.
Sure.
You don't need a lot of movement, just enough to move the jig and make the minnow move a little bit. 3-4 inches off the bottom, bring it back up, and constantly stay in that strike zone. And as soon as you feel just a nudge, a bump, or whatever. And I always say hook sets are free. Right. They really are. If you set the hook and there's nothing there, guess what? No harm, no foul. It doesn't cost you a dime. But if you don't, and you bring that bait up, you thought it was something, and the bait's gone, your minnow's gone or whatever, or the plastic's pulled almost off the hook, guess what? You should have done that.
Yeah. It was.
And so, yeah, I like the jigging aspect for me is a big thing. Bottom bouncing can be fun, but not in a lake.
Well, there's so many different scenarios where it makes sense and where jigging is. I mean, if I have the option, I'd much prefer to catch fish jigging.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more.
Pitching jigs is fun.
Yeah.
Vertical jigging is the big one for me that really works well. You're covering territory.
Yep.
But again, three ways can work the same way. You know, bottom bouncer, same kind of concept. But I think that's where this really, you can spend a lot of time learning right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part about it.
Good time to practice.
Have some fun. Weather's going to be great. Enjoy that. Tell you what, we're going to be right back. We got some cool stories. And one of them is going to be kind of a yellow and gold story. Coming back.
Got it.